We'll hear now in God's Word in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, we'll read verses 26 through 56. Luke 8:26 through 56. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then they sailed to the country of Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he came out onto the land, he was met by a man from the city who was possessed with demons and who had not put on any clothing for a long time and was not living in a house but in the tombs. Seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell before him and said in a loud voice, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For it had seized him many times, and he was bound with chains and shackles and kept under guard, and yet he would break his bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They were imploring him not to command them to go away into the abyss. Now there was a herd of many swine feeding there on the mountain, and the demons implored him to permit them to enter the swine. And he gave them permission. And the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran away and reported it in the city and out in the country. The people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man with whom the demons had gone out sitting down at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they became frightened. Those who had seen it reported to them how the man who was demon-possessed had been made well. And all the people of the country of the Gerasenes and the surrounding district asked him to leave them, for they were gripped with great fear, and he got into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out was begging him that he might accompany him, but he sent him away, saying, "Return to your house and describe what great things God has done for you." And so he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. And as Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for they had all been waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore him to come to his house, for he had only an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowds were pressing against him. And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. And immediately her hemorrhage stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And while they were all denying it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him, and declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher any more." But when Jesus heard this, he answered him, "Do not be afraid any longer. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him, except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her, but he said, "Stop weeping, for she has not died, but is asleep." And they began laughing at him, knowing that she had died. He, however, took her by the hand and called her, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately, and he gave orders for something to be given her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he instructed them to tell no one what had happened. And that is the word of the Lord. Here, our Lord and our Savior, we see Him casting out demons from a man. And you notice that the demons acknowledged Him as the Son of the Most High God. And further, we see that Jesus describes Himself, verse 39, as God. And so here we know the demons are acknowledging that Jesus is God, Jesus Himself acknowledging Himself as God, and it was here the word that Jesus spoke that cast these demons out. He commanded them to come out of the man. And they were, these demons, they were begging the Lord Jesus not to cast them out into the abyss, which shows also the power of Jesus. He has the power of God. That He can command them exactly where to go, and they have to go. And these are demons. They're not people. They're spiritual beings. And against Him or before Him, they have no power. This Jesus, who we heard in the last passage, verses 22 to 25, which the wind and the seas obey Him, but we see not just the weather and the earth obey Him, but spiritual beings too. Demons. And He cast them into the swine. They killed the swine in the water. They drowned. And the people seeing the man who had been healed by these demons, he's clothed now, he's with Jesus, sitting at His feet. He's acting, living normally. They became frightened. They didn't know how to respond to this. They were surprised by this, in other words, and thought more of the swine than they did of the deliverance of their poor neighbor. And so Jesus then turning in the minds of the country into a frenzy, the people into a frenzy, that's what they're thinking, Jesus became a public nuisance to them and told Christ to leave. They didn't get it. That here before them was the very Son of God. And they'd rather have the swine back than the living God Himself. And then we see in the rest of the passage Jesus healing the woman who had faith from her hemorrhage or bloody issue, her condition. And Jesus is in the midst of a crowd. And there's people pressing up against Him. That's what Peter brings out in verse 45. There's all these people surrounding Him, and so as you've been in a crowd before, there's people, everybody's touching one another because it's so crowded. And yet Jesus feels that this woman touches Him. Power has gone out from Jesus and she has been healed. And verse 48, He says her faith made her well. She knew who Jesus was. And that's why she reached out to Him, and that's why she was healed, because God, because of her faith, she was healed by the living God. And then you see there was a young daughter from Jairus who had himself believed. He came to Jesus knowing that Jesus could heal. And he came and he saw, even experienced this woman who was healed in the time that he had come. And so, Jesus said, if you believe, she'll be healed. Verse 50. And Jesus raised her from the dead. Everybody around her saw that she was dead. She wasn't breathing. And that's why they laughed at Him. They didn't get it. Themselves, the people in the house. But Jesus raised her from the dead, verses 54, 55. And we learn here that our Savior, our Lord, is Jesus Christ. And He is our healer, not only of diseases and death, He raises us from the dead, but of our sin and our wickedness that is somewhat symbolized in the demons, as He's delivered that man from the demons. And He's a God of all power and a God of all mercy. The Son of God is the God of all power and all mercy. Just as He is equal with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. One God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you in Christ that you are a God who heals our bodies. We pray that you would heal those who are sick and struggling in their bodies with bones and muscles and diseases or illnesses. Father, we're thankful that you will heal each and every one of them who is your child, because you promise that there will be no more pain, that we'll even get receive new glorified bodies and glory. It is guaranteed that every one of your children will be healed. And it may not be in this life, though we pray you would deliver many, some, from their bodily ailments. We do not pray all, because we know you won't heal all according to your will, because it is for your glory that they be sick, or they struggle with their bodies, struggle with cancer, to show forth your glory, to be servants of the gospel and bear testimony to others, to encourage them through their sufferings. And those who struggle and suffer in other means may be encouraged by such people. And so we pray that many, some, you would heal on this earth, though we pray that all would be healed at the right time, knowing that you will heal all bodies. Father, we ask also that you would save your children, your elect, bring them into your family, make them your children, make them heirs according to the promise, that they would believe like this woman and Jairus, who believed and who were healed. Father, we ask that you would cause all of us to believe. Not just believe the facts that Jesus came to earth and lived a perfect life without sin and bore our sin in his body on the cross. And on the third day after being buried, he rose from the dead according to the scriptures. That we would not believe just the facts that those things happened, which they did, of which even pagans and unbelievers acknowledge in history books. But Father, we ask that all here, if it be your will, all your elect would trust what he did for them. That we would all trust what Jesus did for us on the cross and in his life and in the resurrection for our very salvation. Without him, we acknowledge that we cannot be saved, and that we would now submit unto him in all things, that we would not grow weary or lose heart. For we know that he gives us, your people who have believed, the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the Spirit who regenerated, caused us to be born again to a living hope, and who continues in us, having caused us and given us the gift to believe by your grace, and now continues in us, working in our hearts, sanctifying us, putting to death sin, putting in righteousness, that you would be glorified in our lives, and even now in our worship of you. Father, we pray that we would acknowledge your Son as God, for He has two natures, God and man, and two distinct natures, and one person, one divine person forever. He is our Redeemer, our Savior. He is our propitiation, that is the wrath bearer of all our sin that we deserve. He bore that wrath for us. And we ask again that you would cause those here who don't know you to be saved, that they would believe those truths, trust them for their lives, and submit unto you in all things. For if we love you, then we will keep your commandments. And so fill us with your word. By your Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.